Show we go inside the Beltway with the real insiders from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman's with us now. He's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. We got the cheap eggnog for him. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm feeling the eggnog a little bit, but I'm okay.
How many holiday parties have you been to so far?
Oh, man, too many. You know, it's the first couple are fun, and then it's like, yeah, let's get to Christmas already.
That's D.C. D.C. is about the parties during the holidays. There's no question. Because that's the give back. That's the give back for the PR firms and, you know, everybody, the lobbyists and other people on the Hill, especially when it comes to media. There's no question about that.
Yeah, right. I guess I can't complain about the free food, so there is that.
It is all about the free food. Nothing is free when it comes to this budget. What's the latest there? There was a massive tug of war, and I guess they decide what happened with the whole filibuster strategy that the Republicans were trying to run up the flagpole.
Well, the filibuster really never materialized, Kate, on this one. 12 Republicans voted earlier today to end debate, vote cloture on the measure. And so now they just have to basically tick off 30 hours before they can vote again, finally pass the budget. And the final vote will only require a simple majority vote. So it's guaranteed to pass. It's just a matter of what time tomorrow it will. And then it'll go to the president's desk. And we'll actually have, a real budget that sets new funding, you know, top-line funding levels for the first time since 2009. So it's, it hasn't gotten as much hype as I thought it would, because this is sort of a breakthrough for a Congress that has been very divided and very partisan, a lot of bickering. And that's why Congress's approval ratings are in the tank. But, you know, this deal, it could mark a new era of bipartisanship. Only time will tell. It's just one issue of many that need to be settled. But, you know, for the time being, it's going to provide a lot of certainty, obviously, for, you know, folks who work for the federal government. They're not going to have to worry about a lapse in funding from, you know, in 6 or 7 months from now. Contractors that do business with the federal government, obviously, they're going to have a little more security. And probably, you know, markets will feel a little more security. I mean, Wall Street's already doing very well, but I expect that trend to continue. And I think people are going to feel good about the fact that the United States is not going to, you know, the government is not going to shut down at least for another 2 years.
Yeah. All right. So that's right, because it's a 2-year deal. So you think this gets rubber stamped, boom, and that's it, and probably wraps up before the first of the year.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I think, the fact that 12 Republicans voted with Democrats to break a potential filibuster, that says a lot. I think it says that Republicans are more interested in just sort of, you know, moving on beyond these budget battles, at least temporarily. I mean, I've talked to a lot of Republican political operatives who say that really the focus for the GOP going forward, moving into the election year, is going to be all about health care and Obamacare. And they really didn't want to have to deal with the budget. And, you know, the government shutdown was really an albatross for the Republicans, mostly because it was, you know, the Republicans' own doing. And it was particularly, you know, a black mark on John Boehner's record. As the Speaker of the House, he could not control his caucus. And basically the tail wagged the dog. Well, in this case, Boehner really, really lashed out at those outside conservative groups who had been, you know, sort of spearheading the cause and rallying conservatives to reject the deal the last time. And he said, look, you know what? You haven't even read the deal, so keep your mouth shut. And he took them on. And, I mean, it's no secret in D.C. that Boehner has had a rift with these outside conservative groups for a while, but most of the fighting has been done behind closed doors. And in this case, the fighting was really out there in the open. And you got to give it to Boehner. I mean, he really won. He got all the leadership behind him. He lost a couple votes in the Senate. But obviously, you know, I think some Republicans probably voted against it because they knew they could. They knew that, their vote wouldn't really matter. In other words, once the 60-vote threshold had been reached, Republicans who were undecided were free to do what they wanted. And so, you know, some of that comes down to politics. So in the end, I think this is a victory for John Boehner. It's a victory for regular order. Obviously, Congress is going to have to pass, you know, certain appropriations bills next year. But, I mean, this budget resolution sets top-line funding levels. It sort of instills a little bit of reform. It cuts out some of the waste and some of the old, you know, earmarks and subsidies and that sort of thing. And, you know, people will criticize and say there's too much defense spending. But in the end, it's probably good for the federal government, too. It gives the agencies a little more flexibility. So, it's one crisis that will definitely be averted.
All right, speaking of that crisis gets averted 2 years, like you said, NSA, that's not being averted. There's nothing but opinions across the board on this since the judge ruled that the NSA domestic phone data mining was unconstitutional. Probably ends up in the Supreme Court. That's got to be part of the buzz in Washington. What's the latest there?
Yeah, the big buzz around that is whether the president is going to do anything. He's obviously got some pressure from certain lawmakers in Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, who want some sort of NSA reform. You know, they want the NSA to become more transparent. There's a bill in the Senate that would actually create a position for a public advocate to go in front of the FISA court, which is the court that, you know, reviews and in many cases grants the NSA requests for surveillance collection. And their bill would create sort of a public advocate to argue on behalf of the public, because right now it's really hard for the public, for any individual, to file suit against the NSA because you'd have to claim damages. And that's historically been really, really hard to do. It's hard to prove that just because the NSA is collecting all these records, phone or electronic or otherwise, that there's been some sort of damage. So we'll see if the president acts on any legislation. You know, today he met with a bunch of tech executives at the White House. We're talking about the top officials from Apple, Facebook, Google and Yahoo and so on and so forth. And we didn't get a specific readout of the meeting. It was closed press, but we were told afterwards that the executives told Obama to move aggressively on some sort of NSA reform. The reason is because they feel as though the public does not trust them with their information anymore. Once everybody found out from Edward Snowden that, you know, all these tech companies were basically complicit in helping the NSA collect information, a lot of people got skittish. You know, I've talked to people who have stopped using Gmail, who have, you know, stopped using Yahoo, have basically deleted their profiles. And so a lot of these executives are cognizant of that. They don't want to lose membership or subscribers or whatever. And so they're pressuring Obama and lobbying him to make some changes. We'll see if he embraces that.
Yeah. In the meantime, just as a quick aside here, you know, Snowden is now has released a statement, as you know, the other day, talking about, you know, this is vindication in a sense. And as the NSA leaker, he's written that open letter to the people as well of Brazil, offering help to investigate the surveillance of Brazilian citizens. What do you make of that? Because I think he wants to make his way to South America. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wants out of Russia, no doubt about it. And I mean, he sees an opportunity. He thinks he has leverage because obviously, you know, Brazil has been upset with the U.S. over these revelations. Remember, the Brazilian president, Rousseff, refused to come to the White House for a state visit earlier this year. She canceled it after these disclosures were made public from Edward Snowden that, you know, Brazil was one of the countries that the NSA had spied on. And now, you know, the administration and the NSA specifically says that they're doing basically the same type of spying abroad that other countries do. They say that other countries spy on other, you know, world powers. And they might be right. But for Snowden, in this case, it gives him an opportunity to maybe have some leverage. And we'll see. I mean, I doubt he makes it out of Russia. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really, really tall order. But, you know, I mean, it's certainly interesting. Now, the White House's position is that Snowden is still a fugitive and that he needs to be returned to the U.S. But both of those things, I just don't see Snowden leaving anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
By a football team or something.
$636 million. That's the lottery prize. Did you win the Mega Millions? If you did and you listened to this show, you probably aren't listening right now. They say at least two tickets match the winning numbers for the Mega Millions jackpot. One ticket was sold in Georgia, one in California. Can you imagine what that must feel like? Somebody who realizes that they have the winning ticket. It was easy to track the numbers to the stores. That's how they know. No names or any of that sort of thing have been released now. The winning numbers, just in case maybe you came somewhere else in the money, were 8, 14, 17, 20, 39, and the Mega Ball was 7. 7. That is crazy. So the interest in it jumped up the jackpot, not a surprise. And it's pretty close to the record. The record was 656, and that was split by three winning tickets in March of 2012. Kate D, hanging with you here on America Tonight. Pretty crazy, the lottery fever. You know, in Florida, they said $8,000 worth of tickets were sold every minute from 9 to 10 a.m. 8,000. You figure Mega Millions goes for $1 a crack, and then you could pay $1 more for a mega plier. Anyway, they can get the money out of you, right? So, pretty wild. I mean, really crazy that the amount of lines there were, the people who were talking about it. I guess it's that whole fantasy dream thing that you, it's like getting struck by lightning or eaten by a shark or bitten by a shark or whatever. Mega Millions sold in 43 states. Lots of the places where you're listening to us tonight, Alabama, Mississippi, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, Hawaii, Alaska, Texas, District of Columbia, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Minnesota also. So people really dominated, the conversation was dominated by people talking about Mega Millions and the opportunity to win a ton of money all of a sudden. And what would you do with that money? So if they split the jackpot because of the two tickets, still that is so much loot. And you have to figure, I don't know this to be sure, but most people do the cash option. So whatever the chunk of money that would be taken out of taxes would be taken out right away. And then that would be the money that you would have. So pretty wild. If you are the California or Georgia winner and you're listening by chance, hey, call us. Let's hear about it. One time I had a friend on a show that did that, and somebody who won a lottery called. Certainly nothing like this kind of lottery.
Can you imagine if nobody won it, though, and it would have been next week?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I think it would have been over $1 billion, they were saying, and it would have been Christmas Eve. That would have been quite the story.
No kidding. And I was wondering that. I was wondering if, gosh, could anyone, could that have rolled over and what that would have been like. That really would have been an incredible story that somebody would be able to win that right on Christmas Eve. But hey, it's still an incredible story for somebody. It's an early Christmas. It's I hope we get to hear the backstory, frankly, because I'm always curious if the person is somebody who jumped in and just decided to play because it was so much money. So how could they not resist the temptation to throw down a couple of bucks at the chance, the off chance? It's like playing bingo. That, hey, maybe they call the numbers. Maybe they call your numbers and you win. So you're not really blowing a whole bunch of money. You're blowing essentially what would amount to a fast food lunch or dinner. Not one of the people necessarily that plunks down tons of money constantly to play the lottery. I love it if it was the story of the person who hardly ever does it. So we'll see. We'll see if the stories come out. Because I think there's a thing. There's certain states where you don't have to do it. If you don't want the publicity, you can opt out. You don't have to have your name revealed. But then there are other states that it's automatic. Your name will get revealed, or that's one of the things you kind of agree to. Maybe you don't even realize it, and then there's a shot of you somewhere and the check and the whole thing, because they want to play up the lottery. So obviously people who are willing to come forward, it's better. But it can't be better for them, because all of a sudden, if you win all that money, it seems odd to say it. It's such a life changer in a lot of ways that people change their lives if it's a ridiculous amount. They may give a bunch of money to charity or start a charity or help friends out, but a lot of times they have to move, they have to change names, because they get so many people bombarding them that they can't really live a normal life anymore, which is odd, isn't it? Oh, I won the lottery. Isn't it terrific? Now I got to move, and I got to change my name. I think I'll go to Vegas, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and no one will talk about it. We heard there at the top of the show, we were talking about the NSA and the budget bill, and the budget bill is a big deal, as Jeff was talking about, kind of helps John Boehner out in the House, the speaker, because the fact that the filibuster didn't happen, and the fact that a dozen Republicans joined the Democrats and independents in support of the plan, so the final approval in the Senate just has a simple majority. That's what it requires, 51 votes. So the budget plan easily passed the House last week, and the federal compromise after passing the House, the likelihood is, boom, that's it, that it did the key, what they call procedural hurdle. That's those steps on the road to the final approval. And, of course, the president is going to support the plan. And that's it. It's done. And it'll be done till 2015. So I guess that really diffuses the bomb of the chance of another shutdown that happened back in October. We're not going to see that second shutdown. So it's interesting, too, because there was a new ABC Washington Post poll that was released that showed 50% of the people who responded to the poll approved of the budget plan, 35% opposed it. And according to their survey, the way they had it, most of the Democrats and independents backed it, but only 39% of Republicans liked it. And, of course, that has to do with the fact that you're not really slashing much of the entitlement stuff. And as far as the deficit is concerned, very little is happening there when you're talking about $17 trillion. And it's over a 10-year period, the $25 billion reduction, so not very much. Even Senator Ron Johnson, he lobbied to support the bill negotiated by Paul Ryan. He said he wanted to make sure they avoided any additional government shutdowns because it does too much harm. And see, the Republicans certainly didn't want any blowback in this area. Even Orrin Hatch, I mean, there's a conservative Republican who said that, you know, sometimes your answer has to be yes, and that this agreement upholds the principles conservatives stand for, and with Democrats controlling the White House and the Senate, it's the best that they can hope for. So final congressional approval of the budget eases that, you know, is that rare bipartisan deal, and it means that for 2 years there's no conversation about it. But here you go. So if we look in at 2 years down the road, 2015, what's the election year? 2016. Yeah. And that conversation will come back up again, trust me. But for now, probably iced, as Jeff was talking about, for 2 years. 12 Republicans, I mentioned this, the dozen, jump in with the Dems, so they overcome the filibuster, because there was a filibuster attempt here, and that didn't happen. One of the people heavily pushing for that, obviously, was Senator Rand Paul, and it's kiboshed. So now this moves forward, and that's it. The other thing that I mentioned with Jeff, and we're going to talk about this here in a second, is now what with Ed Snowden? The fact that Snowden released all that information, and it's, of course, really brought the NSA to its knees. What happens with Snowden? Because certainly Russia's not the final destination. We're going to talk about that a little bit next. On the flip side, if you want to join the fray, please do. Dial these digits, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE.
Fake TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Georgia, they are counting the dough because they had the Mega Millions. They had the numbers that you needed to claim the prize, 8, 14, 17, 20, 39, the Mega Ball 7. I checked our tickets, and we had one Mega Ball with another number on the line, and that was it. We're excited because we love what we do here on America Tonight, but we're not going to build a plush studio and give, like, Matt and Nathan $1 million each because it's just not possible since I did not win the lottery. And neither did some of you unless you happen to be one of those lucky winners and you are tuned into America Tonight, which would be really cool. And you could certainly anonymously call this show and somehow prove to us, I suppose, that you have the winning ticket. The winning ticket, they think, in Washington, many, was the bipartisan deal. Hey, it's not a great budget. It's really actually a crappy budget, but at least it's a deal, right? And that was the thought. At least it's a deal instead of let's get a better deal. We don't have time to mess around with this because our backs are against the wall again. And we're not going to have another government shutdown, so it's just a matter of semantics and procedure. It already passed the one obstacle. It's going to go through in the Senate. Prez signs it. Boom, 2 years is out of here. So that means midterms, there's none of that reliving the budget process. And I guarantee it, I will mark what this part of the show right now. 2 years from now, we will not have a balanced budget. We won't have a balanced budget. And we'll be talking about the same thing. Well, if they don't get a balanced budget, you know what that means? That means that we're going to have a government shutdown. And remember what happened 2 years ago. We'll be talking about it. I mean, it's like clockwork. You know, it's automatic. Cha-ching. By the way, a quick shout out here before we go to the Snowden saga. Princess Loves did win. Not Mega Millions. Bingo 2 weeks ago, $91. Hey, if you win $91, that's pretty good. That'll buy a whole bunch of dinners, right? Fast food wise, anyway. Or something good. I don't know. You can go to Panera, get a bowl of soup, get some salad. I don't know. Get a pizza or two. Winning's winning, no matter what it is. So not winning is Ed Snowden, and a lot of people feel that that's jacked up. That really, he should be hailed, rather, as a hero, and should be given amnesty, because he was the one that busted open what was really happening at the NSA, even if, you know, there were people having conversations about, yes, we know that there were cell phones being looked at. We know that the numbers were culled. But I think that it's the conversation I keep having over and over again, to the extent a lot of people were completely unaware of it. So now Snowden releases a statement, but he needs a country. And for Christmas, he's not getting the United States unless he wants to be tried as a felon. And I don't think he's going to do that. He's going to attempt his hand there. So the judge ruling that the NSA's collection of phone records almost certainly violates the Constitution sets up a bigger legal battle that'll go all the way up to the Supremes. But does it do anything for the case of Ed Snowden, who went from Hawaii to Hong Kong, ultimately to Russia, where he got asylum for now, but he does not want to stay in Russia? And, of course, South America would be the most likely destination, so this is what happens. Snowden pops out an open letter that I mentioned at the top of the show to the people of Brazil, and basically says he's responding to requests by Brazil's government for a hand in their investigations of what the United States spying programs were doing. So documents that were leaked by Snowden already accused the NSA, of course, of monitoring the president and advisors and the oil company and whatnot. So now he says he's willing to help the country look into all of it, but says that, in the disclaimer, is that it's being read by some as a hint. Because until a country grants permanent political asylum, the U.S. government is going to continue to jump into the middle of this, because they don't want him to speak out. And the Brazilians are furious. So maybe Brazil is where Ed Snowden goes. Maybe that's what happens with Snowden. I mean, I really honestly think he thinks he should come back to the United States. He thinks he should be given amnesty. His father has talked about it. His father has been on a lot of national shows, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Barack Obama as president, and I don't think it's going to happen with the next president, because that would mean that the president is saying, hey, somebody took classified documents and then leaked them all over and harmed us. Whether you think it's outrageous or not, the things that the NSA is doing, which it is outrageous, some of it, because they try to cover it up, and now they look like idiots, like they got caught with their pants down. But the bottom line is, the other side of that is, there's no way that you're the president, even if you're the most liberal president, that you're gonna let this happen. You're not. And certainly if you're more conservative, you're not gonna allow that. Even if you're about truth and civil liberties, in this case of whistleblowing, he's not getting the parade down the Hall of Canyons in New York City. He's not going to be anointed as an incredible whistleblower other than by some of the American people. That's it. They don't want their laundry out there. Every country assumes, yes, of course people are spying on us. Yes, other countries are spying on us. I mean, where do the most spies live? Do you know where that is? Great trivia question. The most spies in the entire world. Think of the countries. Think of the secrets in Washington, D.C. Right under our noses, half of them have jobs in our government. It's the truth. So we understand the whole spying thing. But the bottom line is when it's in your face and when it's released and it's out there in The Guardian and The Washington Post, yeah, that's going to infuriate a lot of world leaders, which it already has. I mean, this is ground we've already covered. So the Brazilians have a choice to make here. He's hinting, yeah, grant him permanent political asylum. And, of course, Brazil doesn't necessarily want to deal with the United States. But think of the next Olympics, not the Russian Olympics. Or think after that and think of Rio de Janeiro and the hard feelings. And Snowden could get that asylum from Brazil, and how disastrous in one way for the United States, because he could absolutely just continue to spout things off, leak more information. Supposedly he has more information and the specifics of what it is that would just, again, reveal more of what the government's doing. And think of this, the 2016 Olympics, where are they? The Summer Games? Brazil. In Brazil. And he could have political asylum there. I don't know that it's going to happen. I think they're probably weighing their options. Yes, they want information, of course, and that's why they're asking for that. But would they be willing to go that other step? And maybe he's kind of teasing them with that, baiting them with that. Yeah, let's do that. And I need permanent asylum. Because would you rather live in Brazil or under Putin's thumb in Russia? And remember, Putin was the guy who said, oh, yeah, yeah, if you're going to live in Russia, there's no leaking documents and whatnot, even though he sort of looks the other way when a statement is released after this judge made his ruling about the collection of all that metadata and storing it. So we certainly haven't heard the last of this. General Alexander, by the time it's all said and done, my prediction is he will eventually resign. Even though he said he tried to resign and they told him, no, it could happen to anyone. I think if it gets worse and the U.S. keeps getting shelled on this, I think he'll step away. If it's not in the next year, I can't imagine it drags out further than that. And there's an easy way to get out of that, saying you serve the president for however long and then find some other position. That seems to be the other thing that the Obama administration does, like with Susan Rice. If the heat is too much, but you want to throw them a bone, you rearrange the deck chairs, and maybe that's what happens with the head of the NSA. Certainly a possibility of that anyway. But the question is, should he get amnesty? I mean, just after all that we've heard and seen and how the NSA has had to spend millions to fix its problems because of what Snowden has revealed with security, is this a guy who should be hailed more as a whistleblower? And should the American people stand up for him and say, he needs amnesty, he needs to come back to the U.S. Or should he be tried as a felon if he steps foot on U.S. soil? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It to you this way. Have you gotten out all of your holiday packages? Do you have kids, grandkids, friends all over the country where you were mailing them a little something something? If you were going to do that, boy oh boy, you're going to pay through the nose. We're talking about premium stuff like overnight, because really for straight mail, this was the 18th, really the 17th is the cutoff point, because you get into the 18th. And they're saying the amount of packages, and because of this big snowstorm that's coming, there are a lot of places that won't get the packages on time. And there's less time, something like 8 days less this year, between your Thanksgiving run and Christmas to do shopping. And I think that's really set people back along with storms. And it's like a crazy maze out there. I haven't seen anything like it. And really, everywhere I check in, doesn't matter, small town, big town, huge city, people are saying the same thing. It's almost like somebody just all of a sudden let people loose and they hadn't shopped in a year and a half and they're on a shopping spree. Like, shelves are barren. Whoops, no more of those gift cards. They're all gone. It's like people are grabbing for certain things, and you can see because they're out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. It's crazy. So, Matt Johnson, I have one question for you. I know you really thought you were going to win the Mega Millions, but sorry to say, buddy, you don't live in California or Georgia, so I know you don't have that ticket. So I know you're going to continue to work and do the wonderful magic you do here on America Tonight for a long time to come. So the question is, for your family, did you spend some of the big bucks you make on those presents? Did you have to mail anything out?
I did majority of my shopping online this year.
So it's done.
This is the sneaky thing I did, and I'll let everyone else know about it, is Amazon has a feature called Amazon Prime. And that means that you get free shipping, and it's free two-day shipping when you're a member of Prime. They also give you a free 30-day trial. So I signed up for the 30-day trial and then got all my stuff shipped free in 2 days.
Ah, free in 2 days. That's brilliant.
I thought that's
the way
smart.
To do it.
I was patting myself on the back.
Yeah, that's smart. That's the thing to do, too. The online shopping, you know what? Online shopping is it now. If you can do it, it's the best way.
I don't think you can do it for every gift or every person you're buying for, but
yeah.
If you have an idea of what you're looking for, a lot of times, too, online you can find a better deal than you can at the store, and that's what
yeah.
I was finding out. And I live by a couple malls. Minnesota is the land of the malls, and I do not want to step foot in them because they are just jam-packed right now. The parking lots are full. All the streets heading to the mall are full. And I just don't want to deal with all the crowds and all the people and just wasting my time doing that. So if you have an idea of what you're doing, get it online. You can get it shipped in, you know, a couple days. And that's the way to go in my book.
Yeah, I agree. If you can do it, he's absolutely right. Amazon is famous for it. I think I said this the other night. I'm not pushing Amazon. But the reason people use Amazon is because it's so easy and half the time there's free shipping. If you get XYZ, so if you have to get however amount of gifts you have to get, that's what you end up getting. And I believe most people are doing the online thing for the same reason that Matt said, that sometimes you can't do that for everybody, but if you're at this last minute threshold here and you got to run around and brave these crazy crowds, you're just burning up time. I mean, burning up time and frustration because you know how people drive in these lots. It's the craziest thing. You know, I don't think some people don't like highway driving or even the side roads, which I like both. Put me on any highway, anytime, anywhere, from the Autobahn to the crummy traffic in Los Angeles on the 101 or the BQE in New York or some backwoods town where I got to find my way all over the place and snake around. I love it. But put me in a parking lot somewhere, especially a mall parking lot, forget it. It is nasty, nasty business. Because you can't half the time with those mama jama huge SUVs, if you have a car, forget about it. You can't compete because you can't even see over these things. You park your car and they come along and you have no backing out is like treacherous. And then how fast people are zooming in the lots to try to get the open spaces. There's this phenomenon. It's been around for a long time. The stalking thing. Where you walk out of the door somewhere, because there's no spaces or they're 100 miles away, whatever, you get stalked. And so there's this car over your shoulder, or you're walking. It makes you feel a little weird. And they're following you around, twisting around. Sometimes they even roll down the window. Yo, are you parking there? Is that your car up there, or where are you going? Because they wanted to get the spot. And I don't like it. I mean, of course I've done it, but it's not my favorite thing. That's why I pick any of those options I gave you over the parking lots for what happens there any day. So online shopping is the best because you don't have to brave that if you can do it. That's the thing. And then you just get those packages. However, I have mentioned this, that in some places there have been problems with people stealing the packages. You know, the UPS guy comes and leaves the packages on the porch unless they leave a little slip and then you got to hustle yourself up and get to the UPS store and that can be a hassle. But when they're leaving the packages out, some people have been stealing them in certain areas and that's just, man, asking for some bad karma to rain in on your head stealing other people's presents. And the wild thing about that is that they leave the boxes. So let me grab what's in here. Let me look at it. I have no idea what it is. Randomly, I'm going to rip the boxes open on your porch, and as fast as I can, because someone might be watching, but I really scoped out the neighborhood, and then I'm going to take off and adding insult to injury. I'm not just taking the package, so you have no idea. I'm taking what's in it, and then I'm leaving all of the remnants of it behind. And maybe in one way it's good because you call the company and you realize, oh, yeah, that was my shipment I was expecting. And it's pretty tough then. You got to be in that scramble mode. So we kicked things off at the beginning talking about, speaking of scrambling, that there's no longer that scramble with the budget. The idea of the bipartisan solution actually happened, even though there was an attempt at a filibuster. You can ask yourself at what cost, because we don't further, you know, we're not pushing the ball anywhere in the right direction at this point when it comes to the deficit and the whole spending versus what are we doing in entitlements. So we're pretty stuck there. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello there, Princess of the Night. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Well, we have a lot of snow up here in Michigan. It's pretty, you know, as long as you can deal with it. You're not there freezing or your car doesn't break down or anything like that. You know, so the budget passed. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. It went through the procedural hurdle. It's going to pass. There's no filibuster. There's enough votes. It'll be done by the end of the week and signed and poof, that's it.
Yeah, I'm done with the GOP. You know, they no longer fight. The GOP used to be the ones that said, you know, let's fight. Let's go to war. Let's fight our enemies. The Democrats usually were the ones that said, no, let's not fight. Let's have peace. Give peace a chance. You know, in Libya, the GOP said, no, don't fight. Our strategy will be to make O look bad. Let's make Obama look bad. Let him fight. That didn't work, did it? In Syria, the same thing, you know. Instead of going in there, and these guys were using gas warfare, okay? Gas warfare. And the Republicans said, no, let's not fight. Let Obama start the fighting and make him look bad. That didn't work either, did it?
No.
Now with Obamacare, what are they doing? Same thing. They're saying, No, let's not make big deals, not have a shutdown. And let Obama look bad with his Obamacare. I tell you, Kate, it's like a cheerleader has a boyfriend that treats her bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this other boy, and he's interested in being the boyfriend. And he thinks if he doesn't do anything, he just stands there, the girl's going to choose him. But the girl thinks, you know what? He's a coward. I'm definitely not going to go with him.
Right, and then she wants something better, which is what your analogy is here in politics. And you know what? I agree, they're chickens. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.